Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is the I Am Rapoport podcast coming live from the beaches of Tulum. I'm actually in the ocean. Why do I do this? I do this for you, you fucks you. It's all real. It's all live. It's direct. All right? If I drop this fucking device, it'll be the end of the I Am Rapoport podcast. But these are the risks I take. And I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to give you a little preview of what's going to happen. We're going to discuss every fucking thing that I've done and that has happened to me. I've been in a fucking rainstorm. I'm in a town called Tulum, which they don't tell you. You can't flush toilet paper down the toilet bowl. So that fucking threw me for a loop as soon as I got here. They also don't tell you about the smell. Beautiful town, beautiful people. But just, you know, when you go on like Yelp and Trip Preview and, you know, this and that, they should mention that you can't flush toilet paper down any fucking toilet bowl, anywhere you go. Okay, so basically what they make you do is take a shit in the toilet bowl, and then there's a bucket where you take your toilet paper, your used toilet paper, and you gotta stick it in a bucket, which is confusing because after 45 years of shitting in a toilet bowl, sometimes I put the toilet paper in the toilet bowl, which means then I have to go into the shit-riddled toilet bowl and take out the toilet paper. All right? It takes a few days to get used to this. So I decided, fuck it. I'm going to just start shitting in a bucket. You know, two tears in a bucket. Motherfuck, fuck it. So I just shitting all in a bucket. I'm not even using a toilet bowl here. That's for real. That's for real. I got a bucket with some sand, and I do everything right in my bucket. But I'm on the beach right now. I'm about to go back into my hut, and we're going to get into this episode. It's called the Viva La Mexico. And this is the Gringo Mandingo coming live from the beaches of Tulum. While on vacation in Mexico, I absolutely, positively wore my Greats sneakers. Greats is the first men's sneaker brand from Brooklyn, born in Brooklyn. Greats is the direct-to-customer sneaker brand that is redefining the sneaker business. They eliminate the middleman and save the consumer money by selling direct to you via Greats.com. They never sacrifice quality and use premium materials. Pro athletes like Kevin Durant and my man Marshawn Lynch are endorsers of the sneakers. Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. He came up with the beast mode sneaker for Greats.com. Go to Greats.com for 20% off with the promo code RAP, R-A-P, like rap music, R-A-P. Go to Greats.com. Check out the sneakers. They're comfortable. They're affordable. They look good. You feel good. They're definitely, definitely comfortable. Because let me tell you something. I got soft, delicate feet. And if I'm telling you that the sneakers are comfortable, trust me, they're fucking comfortable. All right. Okay, this is the I Am Rapport podcast, live from Mexico edition. I'm back in my hut, and you know, it's a nice place. I'm staying in called the nicest place in Tulum. I don't know who the fuck's been doing the trip advisory reviews, but you know, some things were just left out of the discussion. They're not on the internet. They're not on Yelp. They're nowhere to be found. No one has given me a completely honest, you know, depiction of what to expect down here in Tulum. I've been to Mexico many times. People are fantastic. Very sweet. Very nice. Hardworking. Great service. And you know, want to make your trip good. But there's just certain things. As I said before, there was a incident. Base is not an incident. Fuck, if you come down to Tulum, Mexico, be prepared to wipe your ass and throw it into a fucking bucket or a bowl or something like that. Or, you know, shit in the woods, shit in the ocean, okay? Because you can't flush the fucking toilet paper down the toilet bowl, okay? And trust me, you will make the mistake of throwing toilet paper into the toilet bowl, and then you will, out of guilt, either flush it and clog the whole fucking place, flood the town. Who the fuck knows what happened? They warn you and scare you, or you'll have to stick your hand in a bowl of shit and take your toilet paper out of the toilet. It's just disgusting. Okay, it's disgusting. All right, that's one thing. But you know, I don't know. You know, I've been to Mexico. I've been to Mexico City. I've been to Cancun. I've been to Cabo San Lucas. Been to Rosarito, of course. I've been to a town actually called Tecate. I've been to Tijuana, and this is like a jungle. Okay, it's like a jungle trip. It's like a jungle and the beach. You know, like the Jungle Brothers. You know, like I'm literally out here in the jungle. You know, it rains all the time. I'm staying in a I don't know what the fuck. It's like hay or straw or something. It's like straw and sticks on the top of my roof here in my room. I had to leave the beach because it was just too loud. I wanted to do the intro live from the ocean. But now I'm back in the hut, as I said. But the other night, it was a fucking rainstorm in the middle of the night. I mean, it sounded like the world was coming to an end. And there's no lights. There's no nothing. Fortunately, thank God, I brought one of my handy-dandy headlights. You know, I get them from the hardware store. Every time I go to the hardware store, I pick up two headlights. You know, the kinds that go on your head. You look like a real asshole, but you bring it down here, and now who's the asshole? Not me. I got my fucking headlights. So, you know, it was raining, woke me up apparently in my middle of my sleep, and I'm in there with Bay. I'm in there with my lady, and I said, "Oh shit! Oh shit! The Germans are coming! The Germans are coming!" And I went back to sleep. And in the morning, she told me this, and she said, "You know, she thinks I need to get my thyroid checked because I'm so easily startled by everything." And I said, "Listen, that's just called being Jewish, all right? I don't need a fucking thyroid check, all right? That's what happens if you're a Jew. You know, you deal with things differently. You know, smells. I'm very sensitive to these kinds of things, smells and." That sort of stuff. You know, I just want to be in a safe, cool, dry place. All right, I'm not out here fucking camping. I don't think that's too much to ask for. And they, you know, because it's the jungle, again, they don't mention this. Like, when you're buying your ticket to come to Tulum, like when you're punching in, "Oh, I want to fly on the 27th and I want to leave in the morning," it should say, "By the way, did you know that you can't flush toilet paper down the toilet bowl. And by the way, did you know that because of that, when you're driving your bike on your nice, you know, beach, you know, path, you know, just strolling along on your bike, like every 300 to 500 yards, it's going to be like a swamp shit smell. Like, these are the things that you say when you're buying your ticket. So you know exactly what you're getting into, because there is a smell down here in the jungle. I'm telling you, it's like every 500 yards, you'll pass like a thing, and it'll start and stop, but it's contained, but you'll literally, like, it's like a mix between shit and like safari animals, dead safari animals. Like what I imagine, like a rotting boar in a pond of shit smells like. That's what it smells like. And it goes away. I'm saying they contain it. And I'm not disrespecting the people or the culture or anything. I'm just saying you should just know what you're getting yourselves into, so you could bring like some sort of like mask. When I'm on my bike and it's 95 degrees, I'm sweating like a pig, I should be able to know exactly what I'm getting into, because no one mentions these things. And I've talked to about 5 or 6 quote-unquote friends who told me Tulum this, Tulum that, Mexico, the jungle's this, the caves and the iguanas, and, you know, it's beautiful. No one mentions the fact that there's that smell, and that in my room, in my beautiful hotel room, well, it's not really a hotel, it's like a hut, that there would be, it's just everything is fucking damp. Every single thing. And I walked into the room, and the guy's like showing us around. This is the bathroom. And I'm like, as soon as I walked in the room, I was like, because it was like that damp swamp smell. I mean, they don't even take the time to like air the fucking room out, or turn the air conditioner on, or a fan on, or do something, sage the place. Because literally, as soon as I walked in, I was like, and my man was so sweet, and he carrying my bags, and I'm like, and it's like, I can't, it was like a dense, humid, pungent smell that I was dealing with. So you know, I don't know, and I've developed something. I'm going to trademark it. It's called a humidity headache, because when I'm in the fucking room, I have a headache. Like, it's like in my right eye and in the left part of my neck, and it just won't go away, and it only is when I'm in my room. And it has something to do with the smell and the fan and the air conditioning that I'm dealing with. So, you know, but as soon as I landed, you know, I had a driver. He introduced himself as Pablo Mex. And I was like, what's your name? He said, Pablo Mex. He, you know, he's Spanish. I never heard a name like that, Pablo Mex. And he told me it's usually 2 hours from Cancun to where I flew into Cancun to Tulum. And I said, shit, well, that's a long time. He said, oh, I could get you there quicker, you know. And I said, well, how do you do that? He said, well, you know, it depends on who the driver is. And I said, well, you know, I want to get there as fast as I can, Pablo. And this fucking wild cowboy got us to the place in an hour and 25 minutes. This rogue, crazy cowboy motherfucker was flying down the streets. And nobody, they don't give a fuck how you drive down here. Nobody gives two shits how you drive down here. So Pablo Mex, he's going to drive us back to the airport, but I'm going to, like, you know, have a fucking, like a racing helmet on, because this guy's crazy, but he gets you there. I mean, he if he worked in New York, I mean, this guy should be like a taxi cab or an Uber guy. I mean, this guy would be making money hand over fist the way he drove. He was fearless. All right, the Iron Rapport podcast is sponsored by Mack Weldon. They are a New York company. They live and breathe New York. I am wearing my Mack Weldon underwear while I am on my vacation in Mexico. Trust me, it's keeping me cool, keeping me relaxed, keeping me refreshed. They separate loaf from balls from loaf, church and state. All right, they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You can shop from your mobile phone and check out in less than a minute. They want you to be comfortable. If you don't like your first pair of Mack Weldon underwear, keep it. Keep it. They will still give you a refund. Underwear, socks, shirts. I'm wearing all of it. I'm wearing underwear, socks, and shirts by Mack Weldon while I'm down here in Mexico. Perfect for the guy going on the run, or running in caves, or running from the bus, or running to the ocean. Mack Weldon, use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for 20% off. So, I don't know. It's a beautiful place, Tulum, but again, you know, a little deceptive. Some of the stuff I've seen online and some of the photographs I've seen, because the ocean here, I'm not sure which ocean it is, the Pacific or the Atlantic or the Caribbean. Nobody fucking knows. That's the problem. Nobody knows nothing about where we are. But this ocean, very warm, calm. It's got a light wave type of thing. So it's like, you know, it's got a light wave. The floor of the ocean is, there's no rocks, no nothing. And at times it looks brown. And at other times it's like blue. And I don't know what the fuck dictates that. Apparently after it rains, it gets a little bit bluer. But apparently, because of, you know, the Al Gore and the planets aligning themselves and the, I don't know, the fucking heating of the planets. What is it called? I'm not fact checking. I'm in Mexico. I wouldn't know this if I was at home, but I'm in Mexico. But, you know, the climate change, there's an overwhelming amount of seaweed that washes onto the shore. Okay. Constantly. And they have these poor bastards out there every fucking morning with like, you know, what are they? Rakes. And what's the, they have the trucks, shovels and rakes, and then they wheelbarrow them the fuck off. And these fucking guys are out there bright and early. So the gringos like myself from all over the fucking world that are here don't see that there's tons of fucking seaweed polluting the fucking the beach. So fortunately, they hire these guys. I'm sure they pay them like shit to come in and wheelbarrow off the mounds and mounds and mounds of seaweed. Again, this is not something. So when you go in the water at a certain time of day, you're just getting smacked in the face with seaweed. Again, nobody mentions this on TripAdvisor or any of these bullshit. If you Twitter, you know, about Tulum, no one mentions this. Nobody mentions that. And then here's the thing about Mexico in general. As I said, I've been to a handful of places. I haven't been all over. The one thing that Mexicans do well with food consistently is street food. What do I mean by street food? I mean tacos, burritos, you know, quesadillas, you know, the basics. Another thing, when I was in Mexico City, there were some high-end restaurants that were fucking good, but it was like the Fifth Avenue of Mexico City. Okay, and they had like the mole sauce and the mole this. They put fucking mole in everything. The mole sauce. It's like a, I don't know. Look it up. I don't fact check. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's kind of got a chocolatey flavor, but it's not chocolate. It's really good. It's traditional Mexican. So what I'm saying is that everything in between that I have eaten, everything in between that I have eaten has been shit. Okay, it tastes weird. It tastes bizarre. I had a fucking lobster. I saw a guy eating a lobster the other day, and I was like, oh, I want one of those. And I'm telling you, it tasted like I was at a fucking, like I pulled it out of a Ralph's or a D'Agostino's or a supermarket out of the frozen section, put some seasoning and some butter on it, and this fucking lobster, it tasted like that. Okay, like a frozen lobster. So this lobster, I mean, I'll eat anything. My standards are low as far as food. I've talked to you about how I was raised predominantly in the house with my father and the kind of things that I'm used to eating. So my standards are low. So I ate the whole fucking lobster. I don't think it was actually frozen, but it has that kind of frozen fucking, I don't know, feeling to it. It's not like if you went to like, you know, a five-star restaurant in anywhere else except for here in Mexico. Again, it's no disrespect. It's just, there's just a certain thing. I mean, I got into a fucking tug of war with my steak the other night. I had an Argentinian steak, medium rare, and it was like I got into a fucking fight with this fucking thing. I'm like literally like in an aggressive tussle with the steak that I'm eating. Okay, so it's just part of the culture down here. Like, you know, the lobster had like spokes at the end and like little spikes, and you know, I'm trying to chew the tentacles because that's what you do when you eat a lobster. And trust me, just because it's Mexico and it's Tulum, I'm in the Gulf of Mexico, don't think they don't charge you. They fucking charge you. They stick it to you, especially me. There's no, like, I'm like the guy you want to fucking have come into your restaurant or get in your cab. I don't speak no Espanol. I'm whiter than the whitest white. And you know, so they just know, like, there's just no argument. But I fucking got these guys this time. I brought small bills. I brought fucking tens and fives and singles only. You fucks, because I've been screwed over so many times. You come down with 20s and 50s and maybe 100, and they're like, me no change, me no change. Fuck you, asshole, me no change. And then they're giving you, how much is the, you know, the what is the, what's the money, the Spanish money? Pesos. The pesos, they'll screw you on that. Again, I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time. But I'm just telling you, I came down here prepared, but the food in the restaurants are like, it's great. It's fabulous. I've read like on Twitter, you got to go to so-and-so. It's excellent. You got to go to so-and-so. It's great. They call Tulum the hipster's paradise. You hear these birds? Listen. You hear that shit? You hear that? That's real birds. Those are birds outside my hut. Those are real fucking birds. See, I'm out here in the jungle. But they call Tulum hipster's paradise. Again, I didn't see that on the internet until I got here. Because if you think I would have came down here with these tattooed, man bun, having bearded fucking hipsters. I haven't seen any hipsters. But everybody's riding hipster bikes. All the hotels and all the locals, everybody rides those hipster bikes. But again, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. But it is called the hipsters. You hear the birds? You hear the fucking birds? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you could hear them. One thing I really, really, truly wish I had while I was in Mexico is my Casper mattress. Jesus, this trip would be perfection if I was able to have a Casper mattress in my hut or in my hotel while I'm in Mexico. Casper mattress, Casper.com, C-A-S-P-E-R. Is an award-winning sleep startup that launched an outrageously comfortable mattress sold directly to consumers. It has a sleek design and is delivered right to your door in a small fucking box. It's true. I have a Casper mattress. They're so comfortable. I miss my Casper mattress while I'm on vacation. Free shipping. 2 to 5 days shipping anywhere in the United States and Canada. Casper gives you 100 nights. Casper's 100-night home trial. What the fuck, man? Put it in fucking English, man. Casper will let you have the mattress for 100 nights. You could sleep on the mattress for 100 nights. If you do not like the fucking mattress, they will pick it up. Go to Casper.com for $50 off. Okay, the promo code is Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Don't forget the T, all right? I'm not Stephen Colbert. I'm Michael Rappaport. No disrespect to Stephen Colbert, but you got to say the T. Casper.com, C-A-S-P-E-R.com. So I'm enjoying my trip. I went to the caves. They're called cenotes. Cenotes, these are the caves you could go swimming, and they've been here for years. And they tell you, before you go into the caves, you know, this one you could swim in, this one you can't swim in, but before you go into any of the water, you need to wash off any sunblock you're wearing. And I'm like, this is like a fucking joke, right? Like, I get sunblock when I go walk my dog in the morning. I wear sunblock during snowstorms. Like, I always wear sunblock. And he's like, no, the water stays pure. This is all in broken Spanish. And I'm like, I can't wear any fucking, we're outside. It's, you know, 87 degrees. The sun's blaring. Please, you must shower. All right, so I'm going to go fucking shower. I'm going to wash off my sunblock, which I have layered on 3 to 4 layers easily before I get in the cenotes. And the first cenotes was great. It was very calm. To be honest with you, I mean, on paper, what it looked like, in Central Park, there's like lakes that they haven't preserved and they haven't told people to take off the sunblock on and they haven't told people don't shit in the lake and they haven't, you know, kept nice. But it kind of looks like the lakes of Central Park, to be honest, what it looks like. But then when you get close, the water is crystal clear. It's cold but not freezing. And you could see everything. Unlike the swamps, now they're swamps in Central Park that look good. They got the ducks in there that are all fucked up, probably cancer-ridden and have leukemia and, you know, dyslexia and all that shit. But you go in the cenote pond and you're swimming around and it's nice and there's rocks and everything's very calm and you feel like you're in ancient water. That's what it is. And then there was another cenote that they said, you know, you can't go in the water. So we go in this one and it's dark as shit. And my lady says, oh, shit, there's bats. Like as if she's saying, oh, shit, there's a puppy. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, there's fucking bats. And like, you know, like, she's like, there's bats over there. And I'm like, what the fuck? I never seen bats up close in my life, ever in my fucking life. And she's talking about it like literally like it's like, oh, there's butterflies. It's a butterfly cave. So I'm like, I'm not fucking going down there. She said, well, let's go down there. Because then there was some sort of like it looked like there was like a cross down there and there was like a little like, what was it?
It was ancient Mayan altar.
It was like an ancient Mayan altar down at the thing. So, but you had to go into the cave and we're the only ones in there. And, you know, you would think this is like romantic or nice and like, oh, we're one with God and the Mayans and the ruins and all this shit. So I'm sitting down on the thing, like trying to mind my business. And my hand to God, my hand to the I Am Rappaport podcast God, a fucking bat. I have on my Gilligan hat because I can't, you know, let the sun get me. And I just wear it anytime I'm outside and, you know, these places like this on trips. I have my Gilligan hat on, okay? And a fucking bat, my hand to God, flips by my fucking head. Flips by my fucking head. You could feel it flap by my fucking hat. So, of course, I go into a full panic because a bat just by my head. And she's laughing like it's a fucking joke. I'm like, you don't want to run because you'll fall on and, you know, get fucking, everything's sharp. It's real shit. It's a real cave. So I run out to the light because these bastards, these fucking bats. I'm from New York, okay? If I see a rat, I get nervous, okay? When I see rabid dogs, homeless dogs, I get nervous. I don't fuck with these animals. But then a fucking bat, literally, and I ain't talking about Christian Bale, motherfucker. I'm talking about a real bat in a real cave right by my fucking head. And I felt that little fucker, and she thinks it's a fucking joke. Again, like it was like a hummingbird or some shit. So I get the fuck out of there. Where are you going? I'm fucking done. Get me the fuck out of here. I've had enough with the fucking bats. The fucking bats. I mean, like, it was scared the shit out of me. And I was telling me, you should get your thyroid checked. You easily startled. You motherfucking ain't right. I'm easily fucking startled. I don't know who wouldn't be startled by that. I'm not no cave person.
Yeah, but last night you freaked out. You freaked out last night about that stray dog, too.
I damn right I freaked out about the stray dog, and the stray dog seemed to be nice, but I'm walking in a path. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock. It's pitch fucking black. I have my headlight on because I'm the only, and everybody was admiring my headlight. All the tourists, first she was like, oh, you look like an asshole, you have a headlight on. And then when it got real dark, everybody was jocking my fucking headlight. Just a little headlight. I didn't even bring the big dogs in. I didn't even bring my big fancy headlight that's extra bright. I have another one that it has like three speeds. It'll go bright, extra bright, and then it'll flash like if you need to give off a signal, if you're lost or some shit like that. I just brought my basic, like, you know, $17 headlamp. Everybody wanted my fucking headlight because it was fucking dark. This fucking dog, you know, looked like, you know, a big dog walking towards me in the middle of the fucking night. I see his eyes. Okay, and trust me, I adopted a Mexican dog once. Okay, and he was so sweet when we were in Mexico. As soon as we got to LA, that fucking guy turned on me. He was eating metal, terrorizing my dog Wheezy, terrorizing the gardeners. I mean, he wasn't violent, but he just was relentless. He smelled like fucking tar. I would take him to the groomer and get him bathed and washed. Please give me the deepest, you know, the cleanest wash you could give. They would clean him, wash him, scrub this fucking dog down, brush his teeth, everything. He'd come back, he'd still, like, it was like tar. It was like the dog was the fucking devil. So when I see a Mexican dog on a road in the middle of the night, I'm not gonna be like all cool about it. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to fucking be cool. It's mano y mano. So she's like, what are you, you're leaving me? You're going to, fuck yeah, I'm leaving. It's man for man. Every man for himself out here. I started fucking running, you know, and then the dog's like sweet and it was nice. But I don't know that at first. You know, I don't fuck with stray animals. I don't fuck with stray animals until I could declare that if shit went down, I could win the fight. That is my rule number one with any sort of animals. I don't fuck around. I want to be in total control when I'm dealing with animals.
Yeah, but you freaked out when you saw the iguana.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Right. Well, I saw an iguana.
They move very slow.
They move very slow, but this cocksucker was about 2.5 feet long, had a head the size of my foot, all right? Like, his head was like the size of my heel, poking the fuck out. I'm in the cave. The fucking thing's like leering out. I don't know if these bastards can swim or not. How the fuck am I supposed to know? I don't know what the fuck they're capable of. Apparently they're desert animals, but who the fuck knows? I'm in Mexico. Some iguanas could probably jump in the water. I don't know, because the night before, I'll tell you what happened. We're on the beach. All right, you could go out onto the beach. No one's out there. It's very beautiful. It's like literally like under the moonlight. Like the moonlight will light you. So we're walking around the beach. and it's nice, and we're holding hands, and it's real romantic and all that shit, right? And I say, you know what? You know, I never had sex on the beach, you know, and you know, she's, oh, it's so nice, so I like, you know, maybe we do a little something out here. I don't have a towel, I don't have a blanket or anything, which is rule number one. Okay, sex on the beach. You know, it's like a cliche. You want to have sex on the beach, you know, fuck around on the beach. So I'm like, I'm excited because we're out here, you know, the beach and the moonlight and everything's nice. It's a beautiful night. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Everything's perfect. No mosquitoes, no nothing. I take all my clothes off, right? So I do a little dance on the beach. That's how, by the way, the name El Gringo Mandingo, that's what the locals started calling me. All right, I'll get into, you know, what they saw and what they didn't see. But they saw me dancing around. And next day, I'm walking around, everybody's going, El Gringo Mandingo. You know, that's how it happened. That's how the name was given to me down here. I don't remember the gentleman's name or the woman's name, but that's what they started calling me. Okay, that's a real story. That's a fact. It's a fucking fact. After they saw me running around on the beach from a distance, they saw me running. But in the moonlight, I must have looked fantastic because they called me the next day. And, you know, I was proud of that. They say, you know, there's that. Oh, there. And they were, I overheard them. They didn't even say it to me. I heard them say under their breath in Spanish, but it was like, there's El Gringo Mandingo. So anyway, so I'm dancing around on the beach. I'm like, you know, running around. Everybody's happy. So I say, maybe, you know, maybe we do a little, you know, first base, second base, third base here. So I'm sitting down on the beach. So, but, you know, kissy, you know, it's like happy days, you know, found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. You know, and as soon as I sit down butt ass naked on the beach, I realize I got sand right up my ass, right up my asshole. And I'm not talking about like on my ass. It gets right up my asshole, all over my balls. I mean, this is like fine sand. So it's like once it gets on you, it ain't coming off. So I'm like, well, let me wipe it off. And I'm trying, you know, we're trying to, I don't like to get too graphic about these things. But let me just say everybody had sand everywhere. Nothing was working out. Okay, I had sand all in my dick and my hair and my ears. So I'm like, you know what? I want to do this. Shine the headlight on me while I go in the ocean and wash off. Okay, baby, I'll do that, you know. So it's a shot because I don't want to go in there, you know, it's fucking black. But the ocean is really cool because you could go literally 20 feet out and you could stand, the water will be at your chest. So I get out there and, you know, and I'm seeing signs and, you know, and I you know, you're feeling like mystic. And, you know, I have my grandma Evelyn and, you know, and I'm laying on my back, and it's pitch black in the ocean. But Bay is shining the headlight on me, so you could keep eyes on me. And I'm laying back, and like, you know, I'm floating because you could float. It's very salty, and I'm kind of like getting one with where I am, and I'm relaxing. The sand is coming out of all my orifices. It's leaving, and I'm feeling okay. I'm relaxing. And I'm looking up at the stars, and I'm like, oh, is that you, Grandma Evelyn? Because I thought Grandma Evelyn was an iguana. Earlier that day, I don't know. I thought maybe my grandma, because you know some people like, you know, my grandma's a hummingbird, or and every time I see a hummingbird, that's my mom, or oh, that's my uncle, and you know some people are like, oh, I see butterflies, and that's my dad, and he passed away, and I always see butterflies, and I know that's a sign. Well, why doesn't my grandma fucking give me a sign? So I'm feeling like, you know, I'm laying up there and I see a star, and a star kind of moves, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh, that could be Grandma Evelyn up there, and I'm like floating, and you know everything's peaceful. I'm alone, and I'm seeing, you know, things, and then I feel something great. The side of me, okay, a fucking fish or some sort of fucking animal, I don't know what the fuck it was, it wasn't seaweed, grazes the fucking side of me, jumps out of the fucking water. It's like Jaws. I was under attack, and I fled. So I'm running out of the water. It's a fucking shark. I'm literally I'm gonna share with you because you see the Iron Rapport. I'm pissing myself because I'm feeling like I'm in the fucking ocean. I think I'm gonna get bit by something or a stingray because earlier in the day this old prick from Minnesota was fucking around with a stingray. I'm running out and I'm literally pissing as I'm getting a, and everybody thinks it's a fucking joke and I'm butt ass naked and I get out and it probably was fucking nothing, but I'm just sharing with you. It's not all bells and whistles. Okay, people, it's not all bells and whistles. You got to be careful. You can't fuck with these animals. When you go in that ocean, anything, all bets are off. And you go into the fucking jungle, don't fuck around. Don't fuck around. Like, I don't fuck around. I don't want to be one of those internet people, and I don't want to be like a story on Page Six where you, oh, Michael Rapaport was fucking around with a monkey in the jungles of Mexico, and he got his fucking finger bit off, and that's not going to be me. So I take precautions every single place I go when I'm on vacation. I'm not one of these adventurous guys. Hopefully you won't hear about me falling off a cliff, skydiving. I don't do any of that shit. It's not for me. I don't know. That's it.
That was pretty adventurous, though, going out in the ocean at night.
That was adventurous. Going out in the ocean at night. Okay, and I don't know. Maybe the fish was Grandma Evelyn. Maybe the stars weren't Grandma Evelyn. Maybe that fish skimming against me and jumping out of the water was my grandma. But I feel like my grandmother, my Jewish grandmother, would go out of her way not to scare the shit out of me and literally make me piss myself. Because I swear to goodness, you know, there's been a lot of shark attacks in North Carolina. And I know I'm far away from North Carolina. I'm on the Gulf of Mexico. You never fucking know. And of course, I love my fantasy football and draft. Kings.com. My season-long fantasy lineup is locked and ready. Everybody knows that I am heavily involved with the Howard Stern Show Fantasy Football League. I love it. I live it. I breathe it. But this season, I am playing one-day fantasy games. Fantasy football. All right? You don't have to wait till week 16 to get paid. I won some cash last week. That's true. That's real. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com. The biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs. That's real shit. $10 million. It's not fake. When they show those commercials on DraftKings.com, it's reality. Okay, 1 week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. I'm addicted to it. Okay, I am addicted to it. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Go to DraftKings.com, enter Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for free entry right now. I'm telling you, DraftKings.com, fantasy football, one day, no commitments. It's so much fucking fun. It changes the way you look at football. It's exciting. I love it. That's real talk. All right, while I'm in Mexico, while I've been in Mexico, trust me, I've been up to speed on my fantasy football. All right, and this week in the Stern Show Fantasy Football League, I beat the snot. I beat the living snot at a poor Lisa Ann. It wasn't even a contest. I beat her ass. It was a fucking bloodbath. Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood. Trust me, there was blood. It was a no contest. It was over by midday. I didn't even have to watch the second games. I enjoyed Monday Night Football. I didn't stress. I had guys playing, but the job was already done. Okay, and I kept up to speed on my phone. I was traveling down to Mexico during the game, and Monday night I went into El Barrio, into a bar, and I watched the game and I enjoyed it. It was an open-air bar. I had to put on a lot of bug spray, but I was still able to enjoy the game nonetheless. And last night I went back to El Barrio and went to the bar and watched my Giants play against the Redskins. And that's where things got a little away from me. And my lady is now demanded that she will no longer be on vacation with me during any more fantasy football games. And we were supposed to leave Sunday, which would leave me freaking the fuck out and grabbing my phone and internet and calling people to find out the scores of my fantasy football. But this is what's happened. We've decided, well, she made me change the fucking trip. She made me change the fucking trip. So we're actually flying out a day and a half early because she refused to be around me during fantasy football in Mexico, which if you want to know the truth, I'm fucking happy about. I'm fucking happy to get the fuck out of here, and I'm happy to be in front of my fucking TV to watch me kick the shit. This week I played J.D. Harmeyer from the Howard Stern Show. You know, JD is a stuttering, mumbling fucking prick, and I'm going to put his hair in a fucking man bun this week, okay? I'm going to put that fucking ponytail, he's got this rat nest of a hairdo, I'm going to put that fucking, that rat's nest into a man bun, and I'm going to grab that fucking man bun, and I'm going to hold it tight all fucking weekend. Sunday, I'm going to have that fucking man bun, and I'm going to be controlling him. He's going to be, rah, 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 you cocksucker, you fuck you. This is Rappaport's Delight. a.k.a. there will be blood, a.k.a. a history of violence. And he's going to go down. He's got a fucking team. He's got that fucking Gronkowski with that cheating Tom Brady throwing him the ball. And he's got a tough team, I'll admit it. But Rappaport's delight is up for task. And we're going to kick the shit out of him. I'm planning on kicking the shit out of him. But we're leaving this fucking place so I could get back in front of my fucking TVs for Sunday morning. And like I said, I don't want her to hear me, but I'm fucking glad, because watching the games on my phone and the bars and all that shit, it doesn't work out, because they got the commercials in between the game. They're in Mexican, and then it's broadcast in Mexican. It's all fucked up. I mean, I love them. They're great people, but when I want to watch my football, I want to hear Chris Collinsworth and Phil Simms and those guys, you know, broadcast the game. You know, Marv Albert, Ryan Rucco, and those guys. I want to be listening to it, you know, in good old-fashioned American. And
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I heard you. Don't say Mexican. It's Spanish.
Whatever, Mexican, Spanish, the same fucking thing. It's all the same thing.
No, it's not.
They don't speak Mexican?
They speak Spanish.
They speak Mexican Spanish.
Okay.
So they speak Mexican.
No.
Anyway, this is the Ian Rappaport podcast. The trip has been fantastic. I'm having a fucking ball. And that's it. All right, we'll be back next week with me and my man G Monetti. There's so much that we're going to go over. So many things I had to hold myself from discussing. I don't even know where to start. I mean, the All Loaves Matter campaign that we've started is real. Just to give you, some guy, this is real shit. I'll just give you one thing that we're going to be discussing. Some guy's lady was mad at him, so she put habanero, you know, the hot peppers, on my man's loaf. How could you do that to a man? I don't care what he did. I don't understand why you have to, like, try to deform and mutilate and humiliate my people's loaves. All loaves matter. The All Loaves Matter campaign and the loaf walk will be happening in 2016, celebrating men and their loaves. It's the Ian Rappaport podcast, and we're out. While I'm on vacation, I always wear my American Giant clothing. Trust me, when I'm down in Mexico and it cools off at night, I put on my American Giant hoodie. Go to American-Giant.com, American-Giant.com. All right, check out the sweatpants, the T-shirts, the heavyweight hoodies, the softweight hoodies. American Giant champion cannot fuck with this shit, yo.